Honorable President of the World Health Assembly, fellow Vice Presidents of this Assembly, Director General Dr. Margaret Chan, Your Excellencies, Ministers of Health, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Over the past years, the world has had to contend with the emergence of non-communicable diseases as a major threat to public health alongside the unresolved issue of communicable and infectious diseases. A 2008 WHO report showed that non-communicable diseases cause an estimated 35 million deaths each year. 60% of these deaths are due to four main non-communicable diseases, namely cardiovascular diseases, diabetes mellitus, chronic respiratory diseases, and cancers. And 80% of these deaths occur in low to middle income families. In the Philippines, these diseases are among the top killers, causing more than half of deaths annually. Most of these are ultimately caused by acute coronary events, cerebrovascular accidents, complicated infections secondary to these diseases. One noteworthy endpoint is that of end-stage renal disease. Annually, around 12,500 Filipino patients develop end-stage renal disease, and 65% of these are due to uncontrolled hypertension and diabetes mellitus. The availability of treatment modalities such as dialysis and kidney transplantations, which are very expensive and prohibitive, makes this an important endpoint of non-communicable diseases in our country. Countless families have fallen into poverty as a result of end-stage renal disease, as well as other complications of non-communicable diseases. Recent evidence suggests that the most effective way of controlling non-communicable disease is the prevention of risk factors. Owing to the common risk factors involved in its development, cardiovascular diseases, respiratory diseases, diabetes and cancers have been classified as lifestyle-related non-communicable diseases. Reduction of risk factors is mainly through health promotion strategies that differ in approach across the life course, with particular intervention at the level of the family and the community. Secondary prevention of complications should also be ensured through adequate access of vulnerable groups to outpatient health care services and maintenance medications. The Philippines is fully committed in addressing issue of lifestyle-related NCDs. Recently, our country hosted a workshop to draft the ASEAN Work Plan for Non-Communicable Diseases last March 2011. Seven ASEAN member states agreed to undertake strategies of revitalizing the ASEAN Healthy Lifestyle 2002 and facilitating an enabling environment for ensuring promotion of healthy lifestyle for the people in ASEAN. Furthermore, the Philippines has formulated a framework for strengthening prevention and control of NCDs, and this centers on number one, the adoption of an integrated, comprehensive, and community-based response to combat chronic lifestyle NCDs. Number two is the intensified health promotion strategies and secondary prevention directed at reduction of risk factors to prevent morbidity and mortality. Multi-stakeholder approach to strengthen systems to provide enabling environment for healthy lifestyles. In addition, knowing the inevitability of complications from non-communicable diseases, the Philippine government is working hard to provide tertiary health care services for lower income families through its effort to reform its national health insurance program. While the threat of lifestyle-related non-communicable diseases and its impact on our health system around the world cannot be overemphasized, there is also need to recognize injuries, particularly from vehicular crashes, as a major non-communicable disease owing to the burden it has had over the years. Every day, 3,500 lives are lost worldwide and many others are injured due to road traffic crashes and mishaps. In the Philippines, it is the fourth leading cause of mortality, claiming countless lives annually. The Department of Health National Electronic Injury Surveillance System revealed that motorcycle-related crashes remain as the most common cause of transport-related injuries. The economic cost of injury as a leading cause of mortality and morbidity is enormous for a country like the Philippines. There needs to be concerted effort in evidence-based programs that work, like speed control and law enforcement. The country needs to support the training in pre-hospital care, emergency medicine and trauma, as well as to develop health human resources for first responders, injury prevention control, and experts to trauma teams in receiving hospitals. We want a more extensive national surveillance system that captures all data. The Philippines needs to develop its own national injury prevention control and treatment plan that encompasses all aspects of injury care from prevention, acute care to rehabilitation. There is a need to further intensify our efforts in combating this growing menace. As our society progresses and technology advances, transportation must become safer for all of us. We should work towards building and designing safer infrastructures, developing more reliable modes of transportation, and educating the citizens to be conscious of safety while on the roads. This will entail strengthening our partnership with other government agencies, local governments, private sectors, and non-governmental organizations, among others. This is some of our country's additional priorities in NCDs. I thank you for your attention.